your Spirit. Glory to you, O Lord.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Vos capitano et reino de Dios, y su justicia. Y los demos vendrán para la vida. Añadido, cero, alleluia, alleluia.
Siéntete. Ok. Niños, papas y padrinos.
I have a question. It's quick. You didn't know there was a quick. You got veil. Okay, you can't. I want you to think a todos. About the best gift you've ever gotten. Best gift. For cumpleaños, for a Navidad, for a special occasion. Best gift. Somebody have one? Okay. Jesus. That's good. That's amazing. He's a little more normal. He's a little more normal. Best for me. Is that we asked for it. We begged for it. We pleaded for it. Sometimes what makes a gift special is that we knew our parents couldn't really afford it, but we could see them not eating as much or working more because we knew they were saving the money to buy us what we wanted. Sometimes what makes a gift special is that it's a surprise. It came out of nowhere. You weren't expecting it, and your abuela or abuelo, they gave you something very special to them. And you keep it because you know it's important. Sometimes a gift is special because of where it comes from or who gives it to you. I know you're just learning to read now, but as you get older and read more, sometimes the best books aren't the ones that you love most, but that someone wrote something in front of, because part of them is in the gift that they gave to you. All of these things, todas las cosas, son en la Santa Eucaristía. All of this is in the Holy Eucharist. It is a sort of great surprise, because who could imagine that Jesus would make himself present in food? It is something we've always longed for, always wanted, even though we didn't always know how to ask for it. And it is like something special that our abuelos gave us that we didn't even know we wanted. It's a gift unlike and more important than any other gift. You know, who has a favorite food? I have a favorite food, but what's yours? Apples. Yeah. Pizza. That's more my style. Got it. One more. Yeah. Uh-huh. Steak. Rich stays here. Somebody take him out after. For me, it's ice cream. Father loves ice cream. That's why I look like I do. Here's the thing. Whether we're eating apples or pizza or steak or ice cream, we eat the food, it goes in our mouth and down into our belly, and it becomes a part of us, right? Our body takes the food and makes it into energy to run our bodies and to let us do the things we want to do, to run and play and learn and pray, all the things. But this food is different, because when Jesus comes inside us in Holy Communion, he doesn't so much become a part of us. We become a part of him. It's like we've become a part of the steak, or the pizza, or the apple, or the ice cream. We've become a part of that which we've taken in, and that has changed everything. That's what makes this gift unlike any other. And we have you dressed up today. We walk you in special, we have special music, special mass, special priest, special party hat, the whole thing. We do that because today is special. But it is no more special than every other time you do this. Your teachers, your catechistas, they did not prepare you for First Holy Week. They prepared you for communion, a lifetime of communion. I mean, when you get real old, like Diana Juan, he's on like his 10,000 communion. But his 10,000 communion is no less important than the first one. The first one he had when he was like you, or the first one which you received today.